Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
My listeners, this is Sherry Herrera de Fry, mother, horticulturalist, business owner, musician, chef, gardener, and Dr. Bug Lady. And you're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. I have a wonderful show planned for you today with Chris Mayer. And what he has to say may absolutely change your life. I love it when you call in, so don't be shy. When you call in during this hour, you receive free as my gift a bucket of Mighty Grow Organics Fertilizer 455. I want to tell you just a little bit about it. Mighty Grow Living Organic Fertilizer is an organic poultry litter fertilizer. The NPK of an organic 455 is often said to perform better than a synthetic 12-15-15. Why? Because nutrients in pure poultry litter fertilizers are not water-soluble. Therefore, they stay in the root zone right where you put them. Contrast this with conventional synthetic fertilizers that can be washed away with one heavy rain. It's for this reason that many gardening experts equate the nutrient value of an organic fertilizer with three times that of synthetics. So, Mighty Grow Living Organic Fertilizer is what we're going to be offering today when you call in, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Here's the number, 800-259-9231. And you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Bug Lady now, D-R-B-U-G-L-A-D-Y. So, definitely want to hear from you via Twitter. Chris Mayer was born and raised on a dairy farm in the Cumberland Valley of South Central Pennsylvania. She attended Temple University, studied horticulture, and began the county's first interior plant maintenance service as a home-based business in 1986 called Greens, Etc., Ragged Edged Greenhouse, Florist, and Garden Center for 10 years. She then returned to school and received her B.S. in Environmental Studies in 2007 and graduated from ENIAC University with her Master's in Education for Sustainability in 2010. She's been a Penn State Master Gardener since 1997, Franklin County, PA, and a Master Gardener Coordinator from 2002 to 2007. And she's a Pennsylvania Certified Horticulturalist, and her current position is Program Manager for the Fulton Center for Sustainable Living and Adjunct Instructor at Wilson College. My goodness. Chris, welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you, Sherry. Thanks for having me on.
You know, I'm delighted to have you on, and the more I read about community-supported agriculture, the more inspired I become. And I just wanted to say something else that you didn't mention in your bio, is that you were given an award, the award was for teaching environmental studies from your environmental studies department. And so I always think it's important that people know about all these important things that people are doing. So anyway, let's get started. I'm just so excited for the audience to hear about community-supported agriculture. Let's hear it from you. What is it?
Well, community supported agriculture is sort of a subscription to vegetables. I find that's the easiest way to explain it to folks. Folks are commonly called shareholders in a CSA arrangement, and these shareholders come together and they hire a farmer, and they contract that farmer to grow vegetables for them for a particular season. This concept came to the United States in 1986. Robin Van Enn brought it from Sweden and Japan, a model she had studied there. In addition to our work here at Wilson College with the Robin Van Enn Center for Community-Supported Agriculture, we also operate our own CSA here as a college farm. So any other questions about that, or
well,
did I answer your question?
Gosh, you have so much to talk about. I'm telling you, I spent at least, I'm not kidding you, a couple of hours yesterday just looking at all the websites and reading the blogs and whatnot. And so basically what we're doing here, I mean, is what we're doing is we're keeping things local. And we're supporting farmers, local farmers, in our area that otherwise may not make it for a variety of reasons. If they're too small, the cost of marketing. And the wonderful thing is that we have a group of people that have a great desire to eat local, and they want to know where their food comes from. They want to know how it was made. They want to know what was put on it. And so, I think that's sort of the gist of the whole thing. And I love some of the stories that we're talking about. But let's just find out. I mean, they started because people came over from other countries that brought the quote unquote technology, of course. But what's the main reason for it? I mean, let's go over that just a little bit more.
Sure, absolutely. And you're right. I do have a lot to say. It's hard to know where to start. Robin Van Enn was a woman who came to and brought this concept to the U.S. She started the first CSA farm in Massachusetts in about 1985. Here, sometimes we talk about it in the context of putting a face to your food, knowing your farmer, and knowing, as you said, who is producing your food and how that food is produced. It is produced locally, often organically, but it doesn't have to be in a particular arrangement. We find that food that way is fresh, it's harvested at its peak, and also the variety of foods that you find at CSA is often very different to what folks are used to eating or getting at their local supermarket.
That's for sure, because there's so much more variety. I mean, and I think the thing that is amazing to me is that some of these farms that are they produce an enormous amount of food, they're not all that big. I mean, I was looking at the website and reading about one family in particular. I mean, they have, I think it's something like, 2.5 acres, and they produce an enormous amount of food, and it keeps them in business. It keeps the community eating, and some of the things that they're growing there are just amazing. I'm just so impressed.
Right. The farms are often bio-intensive for that reason. Our Fulton farm here at Wilson College, for instance, produces food on about 5 acres, and we supply fruits and vegetables to about 140 families here in our local community. We also supply food to our local farmers market and to our college dining hall, so we're feeding a lot of people off of 5 acres.
I mean, it's so impressive to hear how, how much food, and of course I'm just reading some of the things that you all, in the spring, you've got cool season greens, radish springs, spinach, spring onions, then you've got carrots, peas, berries, cabbage. I mean, it just goes on, and beets, and of course, I haven't had breakfast yet, so just thinking about it makes me want to run off and find a community supported agricultural place. We have them here in Tucson, and of course I have a large garden, so I'm sort of doing my own and whatever I have left over, of course, but it's, you know, not everybody has the time to garden, and so I think that's one of the things that we have to think about. What if you want to eat local, but you don't want to, you don't have the time, you don't have the ability? I mean, those are the things that this is.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener, and my guest today is the amazing Chris Mayer, and we're talking about community-supported agriculture. If you have a question for Chris or me, give us a call at 800-259-9231 and receive my free gift today, which is a bucket of Mighty Grow Organic Fertilizer. So, Chris, welcome back. We were talking about the benefits to eaters. Let's talk about what are the benefits when of a community-supported agricultural situation. Go ahead. Let's hear about it.
Oh, sure. There's lots of benefits to eaters. We were talking about the variety of food, the freshness of food. Food is harvested at its peak. Many times we find our food travels so many miles to get to a place where it's distributed. I think some experts say our food often travels 1,500 miles to get to folks. In a CSA, a community-supported agriculture arrangement, the food is grown right there in the local region. It hasn't traveled far at all. Lots of times we have discussion how far is local. So for our particular arrangement here, we don't go more than 50 miles. Our shareholders come from that amount of distance, and we don't distribute to anyone over 50 miles. So that's our definition of local. We also find that shareholders have other common values, and they often get together and they have recipe swaps. We do workshops. We do newsletters. So there's all kinds of community connections that are being made through this arrangement around food and food consumption.
Exactly. And then let's just, you know, if someone is listening, I mean, let's talk about a little bit about what is the benefit to the farmer. I mean, obviously the community is benefiting, but to the farmer in particular.
Right. That's a big part of this arrangement, too. In a conventional farming system, the farmer is the one that has all the risk. He or she plants the crops, puts the money out to buy supplies, hires the help. They carry the burden of the expense, and then they're at the mercy of the harvest when the crop comes in at the market price. So in this CSA type of an arrangement, the farmer is getting his or her money up front when they need it. Subscriptions usually are shareholders here in our arrangement are sending in their share prices in May, March, April, May, in the springtime when the farmer needs the money. So the working capital is available at the start of the farming season. That way the farmer is getting a guaranteed market fair price for whatever he or she has produced, unlike the current arrangement commodity pricing structures.
Right, and you know that is really important because I think one of the things that people that want to participate in CSAs, community supported agricultural situations, well, I mean the prices are not going to be, you know, over the top. They're generally either less or equal to what you would be getting in a grocery store. At least that's been my experience, you know, from what I've seen locally in our community, and I mean, so people are not looking at something that excludes anybody that's not in the upper socioeconomic level. It's for all people, and I think that's one of the things that's so nice about it is that it addresses everybody's needs. And what about and the community? It's such a great benefit to the community because what I'm reading about is that it really is a way for people to have that sense of communing and being together and working together. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, sure. To dovetail back on what you said, you're sort of taking the middleman out of the equation there. We don't have those extra expenses in packaging or distributorship. So, yes, the pricing is quite fair as far as that goes. It's not exorbitant like your grocery store prices might be. you were saying, community building is a large part of this. Our members come together several times a year for workshops. Here in our Fulton Farm, we've had workshops this summer on just what is a CSA and how do I eat local and what do I do with my extra produce. We've had a real interest in canning and fermenting and being able to extend our season into the winter months when our CSA is not operating. We also have potluck dinners and local food dinners. We have movie nights. And in the wintertime, when we're not enjoying our CSA produce, we throw a local food fair, and we bring together some of the other farmers and producers in our region and get to know them as well.
I love that because I think it's just a great way of not only are you having fun, but you're being educated at the same time. I mean, cooking classes, speakers, farm tours. I mean, when I see all the things that you're doing, and not only that, but there's this other component, which is that some of the farmers, of course, are looking at the heirlooms and things that you get to eat from the local farmers that you don't ever have an opportunity to choose from in the large grocery stores. It's very, very monoculture there, and you get a chance to taste and see things that that were our grandparents used to grow all the time, but we don't see them in the grocery stores.
Oh, absolutely. One of the fun things that we do sometimes is a tomato tasting.
Oh, yeah.
And we will line up 10 different varieties of tomatoes, and folks can go through the line and they can taste the nuances for each one. And it's amazing when you see and taste and experience the difference in those homegrown, those heirloom varieties. You wouldn't want to eat one of those cardboard things at the grocery store anymore.
Hydroponic cellulose, but they look so pretty, but they have no taste. And
beautiful. You're right. They're beautiful.
There's nothing better than a tomato tasting.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Everybody, you're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. We're having a great time talking about community-supported agriculture. This is something that everybody should be involved in and thinking about and finding out in your own community. We're going to talk about how you actually join up. And I want to welcome back Chris Mayer, who is just amazing. I'm so proud to have you on the show, Chris, because you are doing just incredible things, and you know, you're making a big difference in the lives of so many people. So my hat's off to you, and a big thank you.
Thank you.
And you know what? We have a caller, so we're gonna take a call from Dee, who's calling from Southeast Iowa with a question. Welcome, Dee. You're on the air with the East Organic Gardener. How are you today?
Hi, Dee.
Dee, I think I cannot hear you, dear. Are you? Can you get closer to the phone? Or, oops, we may have lost Dee. Dee, call back. We want to hear your question, please. So we'll go right back to what we were talking about, and hopefully we'll hear from Dee. Sometimes, you know, when you call in on a cell phone, it drops, and so that's okay. Let's talk about, though, how do you get involved if you want to be a member of a community-supported agricultural endeavor? How do you do this? How do people sign up? How does it start?
Well, the first thing you would want to do is see if there was a CSA in your area. You can do that quite easily by Googling www.csacenter.org. That'll take you right to our Robin Van Ens Center homepage at Wilson College. And the Robin Van Ens Center is a national database for CSAs. You can use that feature on that page to actually search for a CSA in your area and see who might be farming this way. We have currently over 1,600 farms cataloged on our website, so chances are good that you'll find something in your general area.
It's a great website, so let me just make sure everybody understands that. It's www.cat, S-A-M-A, Apple, C
www.thependentcenter.org. And do take a look at it. It's really nicely put together, and it answers all of your questions. And actually, after you read it, you're quite inspired to want to go out and get involved. And so if you have some nearby, then and there's always a standard membership fee. How does that work out? What is that? Is it very expensive, or is it prorated based on how many people in your family? How does that get set up?
Right. Well, that's going to depend on the farmer and their particular arrangement. But we find that fees generally run from $250 to upwards of $900, depending on the quantity and size of your share. We offer various levels of participation here with our CSA. We find that some folks don't consume vegetables on such a basis that they would prefer to pick up every other week. We call that a half share. Mm-hmm. So they have a particular level. That's our lowest level of participation. That this year runs about $350. Our standard share, which runs weekly, runs $550 this year. So that gives you an example of our range here in Franklin County, Pennsylvania. Our share season runs for 30 weeks. So folks are getting a lot of vegetables over the course of that 30 weeks for their money. Comes out to under $20 a week for their vegetable needs.
I was just doing the calculation myself on my iPhone. I mean, you're talking under $20 a week to have amazing food. I mean, I'm looking at weekly produce pickup at the farm. Featuring a choice selection of seasonal farm produce, access to apples and ciders in season, pastured beef, chicken, lamb and pork, fair trade coffee, sustainably produced eggs and cheese. Pick your own options, raw milk, berries, cherry tomatoes, flowers, herbs, and seasonal surplus items. I mean, wow. Plus, you get the member picnics and workshops, regular newsletters and recipes. And on top of that, it's a beautiful place, where people can often are invited to come to the farm and walk the gardens. And then, of course, you have volunteers, too, that help with harvesting, planting, and weeding.
Right. We also have working members that come. They get a discount on their share price for the season if they give hours of work on the farm. So we try to involve many, many aspects of the community.
Yeah, it's so nice to have that. That to me is more important than anything. It's, I mean, wonderful food, but I love the community community component. I mean, it's a way for families to really get out and get back into the roots of how we operate.
How we eat.
That's right. How we eat. And I've certainly, being a gardener myself, I mean, there's nothing more exciting than to eat something that you've just freshly picked. We've been picking peppers here and tomatoes and squash like you said, we're in the salsa making business, and we've been having so much fun that it's just so delicious. No, you just can't understand what it's like when you buy something that's right there, grown nearby.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about if you are someone who doesn't have one nearby, what should they do? What should they do? How do they get started? And so how should they go about? Because our show is people listening are listening across the country in Canada and even other countries because it does stream online as well as on the radio. And for those people that aren't near something like this, how do they get started? What is your advice?
Well, some folks have been known to come together and start their own arrangement. We have stories and examples of farms that have come together that way. A group of people have decided they want to practice this kind of eating, and they've come together, and they have actually rented land and hired their own farmer.
Wow. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
If I didn't have my plate already so full, I should tell you the truth, I was so inspired by one of the guys that you just had you know, you were giving just some ideas of different gardeners. And for example, this guy in Hector, New York, Matthew Glenn, would rather spend his time growing vegetables than selling vegetables. That is why the Finger Lakes region grower was happy to implement the recommendations of a marketing tool developed by staff at Cornell Cooperative Extension of Tompkins County. We found that if we increased our CSA, community-supported agriculture, by 12 shares in the first year, we could essentially make up for dropping one of the farmer's markets we were going to. We realized we could certainly do that and end up with more time to get our farm work done. Glenn owns and operates Muddy Fingers Farm with his wife, Liz, growing four dozen crops on 2.5 acres. It's hard enough without spending an inordinate amount of time during harvest season to trying to sell the produce. And so, Glenn and Martin were among the first beneficiaries of CCE's marketing channel. So I think it's really neat that, I mean, we're not talking, these farms are not huge, but they do produce a huge amount of food.
Oh, absolutely. The other thing we often do is support other farms and farmers. You ran down the list of our offerings here at Fulton Farm, and we partner with about 6 other farms in the area and make their products, their value-added products, available to our shareholders. Cheeses and apples and milk and meats. So folks are joining together for this arrangement.
There you go. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back with Chris Mayer. We're talking about community-supported agriculture, and we'll be back in a moment.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guest today is Chris Mayer. We've been talking about community-supported agriculture that consists of a community of individuals who pledge their support to a farm operation so that the farmland becomes, either legally or spiritually, the community's farm, with the growers and consumers providing mutual support and sharing the risks and benefits of food production. Typically, members or shareholders of the farm or garden pledge in advance to cover the anticipated costs of the farm operation and farmer salary. In return, they receive shares in the farm's bounty throughout the growing season, as well as satisfaction gained from reconnecting to the land and participating directly in food production. I love the way that was put together on your website, Chris, and so I just thought I would, it just succinctly puts the whole thing together. And I'm curious to know, for people that are getting there, how do they go to the farm, or does the farm come to them sometimes, or can it go both ways? How is that set up?
Well, here at our farm, we feel it's very important for our shareholders to come visit the farm and see what's going on there. So 2 days a week, we have our open pickups. We do that on Tuesday and Friday. And our folks come out to the farm. They see what's going on, what's being grown. They talk with our farmers, our interns, et cetera. Some CSAs, though, do a drop-off point. They have a box or a bag system, and they will maybe take the food into a prescribed location for their members to pick up. So it really varies from farm to farm.
I know that my daughter, who lives in San Francisco, receives a food box once a week, and she just loves it because it's sort of like you're not sure what's coming, and so there's always a surprise in there, which is so exciting for her. I love that she does that. I think we have Dee back. Dee, are you there with us from Southeast Iowa?
Hello, ladies.
Hi there, Dee. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for your many and fine works and for growing up a better and more beautiful world.
Thank you for calling today. How are you, and what's your question today?
Well, I had a question about CSAs and some of the new food safety laws. I've already gotten some great ideas on CSAs just listening to your show today. Thank you for that. So I was going to do a farmer's market this year, and with a friend who helped start the local farmer's market here years ago. He was a board member for a while and did his best to keep things super local and not allow anything that wasn't produced in the county or one of the adjoining counties. And at our first farmer's market this year, we were confronted with this 8-page volunteer agreement. It was like more like a mandate, and then it had some kind of bizarreness in it, like producers weren't producers anymore, they were vendors, although the same rule was in place that you had to create or grow whatever you were selling. And then there were some other things in it, like all food had to be bacteria-free, not pathogen-free, but bacteria-free. And then also to participate as a farmer, you would have to be subject to inspections, and only like 4 of the 10 people who would be inspectors were named. And then I was told, oh, for your convenience, you don't even need to be there when your farm is being inspected. So we didn't sign and we didn't do the farmer's market anymore. The mayor of that town is like super aggressively adopted all the principles of Agenda 21 and land use, et cetera. And the people who have taken over the local farmer's market is Pathfinders, one of the NGOs that gets money from the United Nations and the federal government. And I was just wondering, you know, do you smell any kind of restrictions like that coming into the CSAs at this time?
Oh, that's tough, and that's really unfortunate for your local area. We have found here with our specific circumstance and our farm that because we're selling direct to our customers and because they're coming to the farm, we're able to bypass some of those restrictions or some of those mandates that are called for in some of the Food Safety Acts. We're not really doing a value-added arrangement here at our farm. So through those direct sales, we're not obliged to any of those food safety issues at the moment. So perhaps the CSA arrangement would be a good one for you and your farm.
I think so.
It does. You know, this is always it's always an issue because we have to stay on top of these things to make sure that sometimes we don't get, lawed out of existence. Sometimes those laws are put in place for very large institutions and whatnot, and then they trickle down to the smaller situations that, you know, really it's silly that we would have to abide by those rules and whatnot. So I think we have to be very careful going forward to make sure that we the very thing that we're wanting to do is not harmed in any way, so that we can continue to grow our own food. But I do know that once you get beyond a certain size, like anything, there is you get legislated, and there are all sorts of things that. Laws that come into place, and so we do have to be taking responsibility and be aware and be proactive. That's the most important thing. You raise a really important question, though, Dee. It's a really good one.
Thank you for your consideration and your thoughtfulness. I very much appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And take a look at the website. And if you have if you run into trouble, get a hold of Chris or myself, and we'll see what we can do to point you in the right direction. But I think the most important thing here is I can just feel your energy over the phone, and you have a lot of love and kindness, and your heart's in the right place. And so you will gravitate, I think, to that place that will let you make your dream happen. So I'm really excited for you, and let us know how you're doing.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, dear. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So we've got just a few minutes left. It just goes so darn fast. I know there are a lot of people that don't want to get dirty. you've got members that just don't want to get dirty. What do you do about those people? I like to get dirty.
we do have members that for various reasons don't want to get dirty, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. We put out a weekly newsletter. We need folks to make our cheese run. We have folks that are really good at organizing our workshops and those kinds of things. So there's all kinds of things that folks can do where they don't need to get dirty if they don't want to. So there's all sorts of opportunities like that as we build this community together.
Exactly. Well, I always tell people, don't stop treating your soil like dirt.
Yeah.
But it's okay if people don't want to get out there and and get dirty for a variety of reasons. You know, they may only have just a certain amount of time in the day, and then they've got to run right back to work. And, you know, I mean, let's face it, high heels and, you know, business suits and stuff, it may not be appropriate to be able to do that, but they certainly can take time out of their day, like you said, to help arrange for other things. And I love one of the best parts is just throw parties, you know. They can help with square dances and potlucks and picnics and concerts and potato digs and workshops and local chefs that show you how to do it all right. And, you know, it's very inspiring that whether you want to get dirty and dig and be right there in the heart of it, or you want to help in the peripheral things that make the whole come together, there's a place for every person. You don't have to be the farmer. You can be the person that helps with all of the other parts, because there are so many to take care of.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot to do.
Right now, if you were, we just have about a minute left, but right now, if you were going today to go pick up your portion, what would you be getting?
Oh, our share this week, we'll have potatoes, we'll have beets, onions, we have peppers, tomatoes, and squash. We always have some kind of a fresh herb available. The basil looks real nice right now. We're starting to move into some of the fall crops now again. So we're seeing salad mix and lettuces coming back. We didn't have that over the summertime or the heat of the summer.
Too hot. Doggone it. Our time is up. Chris, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. You're an absolute delight. And for those of you who are listening, we'll be back next Sunday, as always, at 11 o'clock Central Time. And make it an easy organic gardening week. Easy meaning environmentally and sustainably yours.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.